Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Privacy Settings. Fuck, I said privacy like a classless idiot.
That is horrific.
Hello, and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is comedian, writer, and the only stand-up who I can confirm has read a book. It's Ben Pope.
Hello, hi. Hello.
You've read loads of books.
I've read plural books, for sure. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Because you work in a bookshop. Run a bookshop.
Yes, both of those. One and then the other.
Okay.
But I was also reading books before. That was actually that was part of the criteria of working there.
Before you went pro.
Yes. No, I'm at an advanced level now.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
You make book content on the internet?
I do, yes. Yeah. Recommendations and also my thoughts and feelings about various bits and bobs.
Covers?
Covers, often book covers, yeah.
The inside bits too?
Occasionally I will comment on the interior, interior design of books. Yeah, no, I'm a big book fan. Which is quite, it's kind of a slightly embarrassing thing to admit in the modern era, isn't it? It always feels a bit smug. But do you know what I mean? Like I feel like most other hobbies you can be into, and it's kind of, people will be like, oh, that's great, you do whatever. But if someone says, oh, I love to read, it's a bit like, and I think I'm better than you, implicitly.
Yeah, yeah, that is what it sounds like. We don't hold any stock in books on this show.
Oh, I guess it's a show about phones, isn't it?
So yeah, yeah. Phones, the book of the pocket.
Yeah. Nah, hate that. You can get pocketbooks.
There's there
are books that will fit in your pocket.
Interesting. Oh, okay. What is a phone then? You're very good at describing stuff with words and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you describe a phone?
A phone is a horrific obsidian mirror into your deepest anxieties.
It's beautiful.
Horrible nightmare block. It's a disaster.
I'm going to level with the listener. I'm a big fan of Ben and all his comedy and also his personality, not his body. Blech. But
you and me both, buddy.
I love the way you describe things.
Thank
in your stand-up, especially vapes.
Oh yeah.
And you describe people as vapes sucking or something to download a personality, press a little button. I like it.
Something well, it's like just that. It's the little light at the end. You know? Well, I don't know if they even have them anymore because I feel like vapes have evolved so much since I wrote that joke. Wow. But they used to be those ones that were like quite long, like a kind of a little kind of.
Do
like
you think
straw.
Those long cigarette holders are vapes?
Maybe. there was a time, wasn't there, where they were like kind of, and then they'd have a little light at the end, and it always just looked like something loading up.
You know?
And then the little bit of steam would come out. Yeah. I like the idea that it would finish and the person could go like, zzz, and then they downloaded some better characteristics.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, I've never read a book.
Yeah. Oh.
Can I have your phone, please?
Permanently or just for the...
Just for now.
For the duration. Yes, you may. That's for you.
How long have you had a smartphone, Ben?
Basically until the pandemic. I did not have a smartphone until...
Yeah.
But when I first met you, I had a dumb phone.
2015?
2015. I used to walk around London with an A to Z in my backpack as a 20, you know, a man in his 20s.
Yeah.
Trying to get around from nights out like they used to do in the past.
Yeah, so you sound like a man from the 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. What made you sort of give up?
It was a cumulative thing. Mm-hmm. Partly it was being late for so many things and angering all of my close friends and family to a kind of like a kind of hysterical point. And then also basically during the pandemic, it became impossible to do anything really, like QR codes on tables in order to order anything and meeting up with people. And then also I was single at the time. And again, this is all really anger my close friends and family. I wanted to date people and it was impossible to do that. You couldn't just go up to people anymore because it would be like, get away from me. You're like full of gunk, go away. And so I got the apps. It was the only way. Having given out about how much I hated the apps for years, I finally was like, I need to get my end away. It's time to get a smartphone.
It always comes back to getting one's end away. Why do we do anything? For someone who is only 6 years in to smartphone ownership, a lot of apps.
Yeah, well, I got a smartphone and I had the same fartphone I just said there.
I think you were going to say fartsmone, actually. Fartsmone. Is a lovely spoonerism. That's really nice.
Fartsmone is so horrible because it evokes both the word fart and moan, which is like, what a combo.
Yeah.
Someone who's done such a bad fart that it's made someone involuntarily go, oh.
So in my head, when you said fart, farts moan.
Yeah.
I imagined the person farting and it was such a big fart they moaned. Oh, I was like, right. Oh. So mine was sort of pleasurable, but yours was quite horrible.
Or the third way we could take it is someone who did a fart so with so much friction that it sounded like a someone moaning. That is. Oh my God.
What did I eat?
I'm so sorry.
Jesus, shouldn't have had that samosa for lunch.
Yeah. This is quite a fairly new addition to my life.
Is it?
And because it's got more capacity, I've suddenly gone absolutely mental on the app.
So yeah, we've got GarageBand on your phone.
I didn't put that there. That came with.
Okay. Sorry.
Officer.
Yeah, that was, I promise. It became very defensive immediately. Oxford Tube.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've occasionally used the Oxford Tube to get back from gigs in Oxford.
What's the Oxford Tube?
Do you know what the Oxford Tube is?
Oh, it's a coach?
Yeah, yeah.
A bus.
It's extremely confusing in that it says tube, and obviously when you think tube, you think subway, you think the tube.
Subway, I think sandwiches, though.
Okay. Oh, God. Isn't the beauty of the English language? No, it's a coach between Oxford that runs every quarter of an hour, every half an hour, and I think at night every hour between Oxford and London, which means that you can have a night out in London and get home. And actually, it's much preferable to the train, I often find, because the train is extremely well lit and it's full of bastards all the time, and particularly coming back late from stuff. Whereas the Oxford Tube, they turn the lights down. The seats are really comfy. There are loads of sockets. It's an extremely civilized way to travel.
No bastards?
And I would say a smaller contingent of bastards.
Wow.
But often because, again, the lights are down, people just like conk out.
They might be sleepy bastards.
Yeah, exactly.
And sleepy bastards are... they're basically just normal people.
Yeah, yeah. They just really, they like tranquilize these bastards, which is great.
Do you like your home screen? Well, you've got the, I think, stock background.
Yeah, I've never put anything on there. I just don't know what I would do. I think both me and my partner are quite kind of unsentimental about, we have like lots of nice photos in printed out physically in our house.
Real physical media guy.
Yeah, but I think both of us would feel it would be quite weird if we had our faces. I see some people and they have like their loved one looking back at them on their phone. Yeah. And every time I see that, I think, oh God, am I a bad person because I don't have that?
Yeah. I think so. I think it means you don't care about your relationship.
I hope that's not the case. I don't feel like it is. I don't feel like, I think I have other ways. My love language is not having my girlfriend's face on my screen.
That's my only one.
Okay. You do nothing else?
No acts of service.
Gifts?
No.
Nothing. Just the home screen.
Just when she says, oh, will we go out for dinner? I just go, show the screen.
Where should we go, Will? No.
Eat this.
You got this.
Eat this, wife. That's what I say. Do you track your screen time?
I think it does. I don't like go about it. I like don't actively try to do it, but I'm pretty aware that it sometimes sends me notifications sometimes, and I see it and scream.
Oh yeah.
And I go, what?
more like scream time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, scream time.
That's nice.
Your scream time was up this week.
Yeah. 2 hours and 40 minutes screaming?
Yeah.
Your phone is called BW's iPhone. Did you know that?
Yeah. What happened there? And again, I don't think this is lightning content for the feed, but
I'd say none of this show is lightning content. A lot of thunder. This show.
Lightning's coming. It's coming. Thunder in many ways. Yeah. The hype man for lightning.
Yeah, yeah. Get ready.
Are you ready?
Do you count when you hear the thunder? Or you hear the lightning?
You think I used to when I was a child.
That felt mean.
But now, as an adult,
yeah,
I'm busy sending emails, Will.
Oh, yeah. your scream time goes up a bit. Your daily average for the week is 3 hours and 27 minutes.
My daily at 3 hours and 20... That's quite a lot of time, isn't it?
Crazy that you think that's a lot of time. That's, I think, the lowest screen time we've had by a long way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I feel like I'm on there all the time, though.
We spent 2 hours and 33 minutes on Instagram in a week.
In a week? Okay, okay. That's cumulative. That's not too bad.
This is amazing.
I don't think this can be correct
at
all.
This is frankly unbelievable. Edits. You've been on the app edits for an hour and 37 minutes.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
That's making.
Trying to make rubbish for Instagram. That's me chopping bits up.
Hey, it's not rubbish.
No, you're right. It's good, but I just... Let's both admit that when we were 21, neither of us dreamed of making... editing little clips for Instagram. Our professional careers were not pure. I wasn't at home just like, maybe one day I'll get 270 likes.
I'm going to apply to Cambridge to see if I can join the footlights to try and get some followers.
No, none of us. None of us wanted to live in this hellscape where we're constantly trying to spritz the general public with our faces like a sort of diced billboard, just constantly just remember I'm here, please, all the time. None of us wanted this, but we live here. You have to take it at face value.
Let's make a radio show out of it.
Let's make a radio show. Let's spend 2 hours on edits. Is that too depressing? I'm really sorry.
Cut that bit too.
Cut it all.
Get it all out. You love cutting stuff, don't you?
That's a good reference.
That's a great reference to Ben's show, The Cut.
Yes, I'm recording my show, The Cut, April 9th at The Glitch in Waterloo.
Yeah.
And it's a show about how I got circumcised.
And it's excellent and really funny.
Thank you.
And nice.
Thank you.
I loved it.
It is actually genuinely nice.
Yeah, it's genuinely really nice.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be. And actually, it's a surprise. It's nice.
Yeah. Go see it.
Please.
Did you know that circumcision lowers the risk of phymosis?
Yeah, well, yes. That's what I had. And so it reduced it by 100% for me.
Yeah, because phimosis is having a tight foreskin.
Yes, and so I had it off, and then there'll never be another chance that I get that, actually.
Yeah, that's great.
Unless it grew back, which I think is extremely medically unlikely.
That would be amazing. That'd be a great second show.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
What would you call it?
You're the words guy.
Yeah, the
uncut gems.
Uncut, yeah. Come on, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Uncut gem.
Yeah. The plural was silly.
No. But I think we're onto. We brainstormed it there. That's great.
If you could get on growing it back,
yeah.
I'll get on the poster.
Perfect.
Yeah, lovely.
We've got a show on our hands.
No, you go.
I was just going to say the problem with that is that the whole metaphor of the show was about. Losing things, and it was also about the death of my father. So, as per the new metaphor,
he'd have to come back.
He'd have to come back to life,
which would be good.
Yeah, and I get alongside my growing my foreskin back. It'd be a pretty miraculous show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this would be a crazy show.
It'd be unbelievable. You'd surely at least get nominated for an Edinburgh Award.
I hope so. Can you imagine if I didn't? If my dad came back to life and I did a good show about it and the awards were like, oh, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we give this one to Rob Beckett again or something. I don't know why I said Rob Beckett. That could be anyone.
Yeah, it could have been anyone. Lent a bit much on the dad coming back to life at the 40-minute mark.
Yeah.
3.5 stars.
I mean, I actually guarantee Steve Bennett would give it 3.5 stars. That is his... To the Chortle... has every single time I've ever done a show has said, this is really good, but my hands are tied. 3.5.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of the most frustrating. Just give me a 4, Stevie.
Steve, if you're watching or listening, give us both 4 stars.
Yeah.
We're in the 3.5 club.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh. It's like, it's so frustrating because it's like, it's somehow more mediocre than a 3. A 3 is at least, well, that could have been better. 3.5 is like, that's a great show on average. And you're like, on average? Don't steal a compliment from me just after.
Just after.
So close.
You get compliments in your DMs, your Instagram DMs.
Do I?
Well, I think this looks like a compliment.
What do we got?
This is a man who messaged you about circumcision.
Yeah. So I get this quite a lot, actually. There's like at least 2 men who follow me who I did a show about being circumcised. And
the cut, 9th of April, and, the glitch, yep, Waterloo.
Absolutely. And they are, I think, comedy fans. They are also just like extremely interested in comedians or people like people in the public eye who are circumcised. I assume because they are also circumcised and they feel it makes them part of like a kind of
club
sort of. I hesitate to use the word minority because that's quite kind of like a charged word, but they're part of a kind of
a clan with no hoods.
Yeah. Yes, the Ku Klux Klan.
That's the name of the next show.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. You get a weird crowd in.
Yeah, yeah.
But this guy's messaged you,
and it's very. It's like they're often long responses, as this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if they've done full shows about being so. But Shane Todd, James, and it's like it's also like what's weird about it is obviously I've met some of these people because comedy you end up just like, and it's like I chose to tell everyone about my circumcision. How does he know that about them?
This list and of I comedians.
Yeah, and like I don't want to, when I next see Ed Gamble, be like, oh, now I know. What I've also discovered from one of the other men who sends me one of these things is there is actually a database, in the same way there is with like WikiFeet or whatever, there is a database of people in the public eye who are circumcised. And it has a great name that I cannot remember, which is really frustrating. I'm so intrigued by these people because it's not like, is this it, Team Helmet? Yeah, I think
it can't be called Team Helmet.
Yeah, this is great. Ed Miliband, politician.
Right, Hugh, Command F, Ben Pope.
I think I'm wondering if this is, because there might be more than one.
It says Brooklyn Beckham, a Beckham. That's the description. Cruz Beckham, a Beckham. David Beckham, footballer.
Interesting that the Beckhams were like, we're going to get them both done. All three of them.
All three of them. Yeah. Well, they live in America, I suppose.
Oh, and it's pretty normal.
Pretty standard, 70% of Americans.
Now, what's annoying there is that I'm not on there. So I think this is either, I mean, I'm not nearly as famous as Idris Elba, for instance. so obviously I wouldn't be on it, but what's weird is that I know they've put me on one of these. So maybe there is an alternative one of these, but you get the gist.
Yeah. Why?
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 Is really the big question.
Circumcision in the UK, Circumcision Hall of Fame. We can go to a meetup. Thursday pints at 9 p.m.
What?
I imagine there's no head on the beer.
I'm just so fascinated to know, like, what is the, like, where does the, like, initial urge come from to do this, you know?
So you're saying you're not going to go...
Oh, what, to Thursday?
Thursday Helmet Club.
I run Team Helmet.
I see. That's the book club.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. This podcast is actually uncircumcised, so it's time for us to recede back behind our protective cover as we go to an ad break. Don't go anywhere. I'm very sensitive.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the podcast that's like when people used to use that app to pretend to drink a beer. Oh, it's always cool and funny. You remember that app, Ben?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first apps, was it not?
I think it was, yeah. What's the coolest and funniest thing on your phone?
Coolest and funnest.
Or funniest, yeah.
As in an app or something else?
I said what I said. What's the coolest and funniest thing on your phone?
Is this good?
This is perfect.
Something I like to do is I like to take photos of graffiti. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot. I often post it on my Instagram when I see, and specifically it's graffiti that is mild. You know, so it's not like a tag that you don't understand or fuck the police or, mm-hmm, you know, go fuck your mum or variants on those two.
Okay, we have two more variants on those.
Take it up the buttocks.
Yeah.
You've got a small penis.
Two more.
Or boobs. Bum it. And finally... God is dead. So fuck your mum. You know those?
That's the aggressive stuff. You don't like that.
And you can find it. It's out there. You gotta keep your eyes open. Ones that say like, the burgers in this restaurant are overpriced, you know? I just want to have a nice time. Or I saw one recently that was like, Rohan is having quite a tough time at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think we've got picture of this right here.
Rohan is kind of going through some stuff right now, which I just love. Because, like, it's a little picture. It's a little image into, it's a doorway into someone's life there.
I mean, you are obsessed with books. You're even finding books to read on the walls. Mm.
There are cathedrals with, if you have eyes to, I might, you know the phrase?
I genuinely thought were just telling me there were cathedrals. You know, was this written in a cathedral?
You know the phrases are like, there are cathedrals out there for those with eyes to see them, or whatever the phrase is.
No, I don't know this phrase.
Oh, God, what is it? It's like, you know, some of us are lying in the gutter and some of us are looking at the
cathedrals.
Stars.
That's Oscar Wilde.
Yes, but then there's another one that's like, ah, look, there is beauty in the mundane, basically, is what I'm getting at.
I want to know this cathedrals one. My producer just said he thinks Jordan Peterson is.
Oh, please don't tell me that's a... okay. Oh, that's annoying that I've quoted Jordan. I think he's said that. Someone else has said that.
Yeah, there are cathedrals everywhere.
For those with eyes to see them.
So can we search that quote and see if Ben has read The 12 Rules for Life or not? Because that is, I think, a book.
Oh, really?
The 12 Rules for Life.
Oh, The 12 Rules for Life is a book. Mm. No, I haven't read it, no. I tend not to read anything that has like anything that's like essentially an elongated listicle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything that's like five ways to, I'm not interested.
100 things you have to do before you die.
Yeah.
Henry Matisse.
Thank you. Thank God it's not Jordan Peterson. Yeah, also, how shitty of Jordan Peterson to tweet that and not credit Matisse.
Yeah.
As if he came up with there are cathedrals. Because obviously every sort of Neanderthal moron cracking his skull against a bottle of Huel on the internet will have thought that that is him. Jordan Peterson.
So. And it's almost like he's deliberately disingenuous.
Well, let's not go too far.
Okay, sorry. there's graffiti for those with eyes to see them.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, there's all this stuff. Like, so this is written in the third person. So we know this is someone who knows Rohan. Yeah. Rohan hasn't written this himself. Or if he has, he's having such a bad time that he's written himself in the third person. So there's just there's a little story behind this.
There's a little story. The story behind it could, though, be Lord of the Rings. And it's about the place of Rohan.
Oh.
Like, we don't know that below this it doesn't say Gondor's also struggling too.
You're absolutely right. This is the this is the sort of ChatGPT summary of
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like one bit.
Hey, great question. Here's what's happening in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
was this taken in a toilet?
Yep.
Looks a bit toilety.
I think it probably.
Remember
was.
Where it was taken?
Mm. I think it's in the toilets. I think of Common Ground, which is a cafe in Oxford, where they do Jericho comedy.
Great. If anyone from there is listening, and if anyone knows Rohan, I'd love an update on whether Rohan has got through the stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of photos. I love the photos that you've taken on this phone here.
We got a bunch of them here.
Where's the next one? We got a picture of a baby. A lovely little baby pic.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
That's nice, isn't it?
Isn't that haunting?
Yeah. There's a sort of a haunted looking baby doll lying on a wooden chair. On some fake grass?
Yeah. So this is at the bookshop that I work at.
Ah.
And very occasionally, well, not very occasionally, quite often, a lot of families will just leave their stuff behind. We have about 20 water bottles, like, you know, big reinforced
heavy
kind
boys.
Of, you know, Stanley Cup style water bottles in the back. Little toys that you're like, oh, great. Well, they'll never come back for this because they won't remember. And also this will have broken that child's life. You know, they'll just like, they'll be so sad.
They'll get rid of the child.
And I
too
just
sad.
Like, go like, phew, out the back.
Nice.
Someone left this once. And I actually think I can't remember if they've come back for it. And I also like, I took a photo to put on our Instagram to be like, by the way, if someone wants their horrible haunted baby, please come and get it. And they did, no one did. But also, as I looked at the photo, I was like, this is also quite a cursed photo of the baby. There was maybe a way to make the baby look nicer. Yeah. I've made it look somehow even more kind of scary. And
did you move the baby at all?
No, that's where it was left. So I just, I came in above. I sort of did a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's something about the wood. It's sort of got that kind of Victorian operating theatre look to it. You know what I mean? There's something really awry about it.
The baby's sort of almost doing a Sieg Heil. Like sort of doing the moustache with the hand and the...
I don't think you can read too much in it. Babies, they have so little operating, you know, some fewer axes on which to move.
Yeah.
They're barely formed limbs.
And this one is fundamentally plastic as well, so it's not really the baby's fault.
So in a way, because he's plastic, I'm not sure I care that much about his political leanings.
That's fair.
He has very little scope within which to actually enact any of his right-wing tendencies.
Yeah. So
he's plastic.
Yeah, he's plastic. Also, you don't know what the picture, you know, Elon Musk got done with that video of him doing one twice, and just because it looked exactly like what it was.
You sometimes just don't know.
We just don't know.
You know, and I think Jordan Peterson is very reasonable.
You've got, on a similar theme, you've taken a picture of Baby Love Burger.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a place in Paris.
Yeah.
63 Rue Saint-Maur.
You've done your research. Yeah.
It seems mad that we've researched where that is, yeah. But
yeah, I don't know why you've done that. I could have told you that I saw that in Paris. No, that exists. I don't know. Again, this is sort of falls into the graffiti character of saying, I just love taking photos of like people. You know when you're like, someone has started a business which like requires an enormous amount of paperwork. They've got retail space. They've like, you know, they've had to register this with the government. Yeah. They've had to... you know, they've saved up or inherited a lot of money, in which case maybe like a family member has passed away, which means that like all the implications of starting a business, and then they've called it Baby Love Burger or like Egg Slut or whatever. You haven't seen those around?
There's
And you're just like, it's so interesting. That's a choice someone made with their life. And I find that endlessly enjoyable.
Is it? It's really funny. Baby Love Burger. That's the final draft.
Yeah.
We'll get someone in to build the sign.
And I just find it creates so many businesses like that where it's like, you know that the awful clothing brand that's called like Boohoo Man or whatever?
Yeah.
And you just look at it and you just go, why have they chosen, surely there was a million more chic, interesting ways of describing it. Why did you go with Boohoo? Are we amniotic puddles? Like, why can't you like appeal to us as humans rather than this like boohoo, like I'm a little baby and so are you, here's a crop top, like what? I don't understand.
Can I name some places and then you rename them for me?
What kind of places are we talking about?
Like Five Guys.
Yeah, Five Guys could be a bevy of gentlemen.
Oh, lovely. Fat Face.
That's a good example of like, why have you done this?
Fat face.
Like we
sell cargo shorts for chubby men.
Yeah.
Fat face.
Let's call it just. How about Carpaccio?
Oh,
as just a different. Doesn't that? And you're like, I'm immediately like, I got this from Carpaccio. Doesn't that sound better?
Yeah. What are you gonna say, Hugh? You can add one to the pool, you sicko. We got. Burger places called Cheat Meals.
Cheat Meals?
Like
is the
Cheat.
Name. Oh, Cheat Meals.
Because
you
cheat
the name
meals.
Of the thing. And that exists. That's a real Cheat Meals. What could you call? That's kind of. It's so sad, isn't it?
Is it?
Don't you think that's sad? Like, can't we just enjoy to go. Why does it have to be. Why does it have to be so, like, naughty?
Why does it
have to be, like, a moral. Implement
Cheat
meals. What could you call cheat meals? You could you just call it you deserve this.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Just you deserve this.
Nice. Because that could be read in either way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that could be really threatening as well.
Yeah.
And you can have a bit of fun with that as well.
Yeah. So that's better. You would do all the admin.
Rather than cheat meals.
Yeah.
You deserve this.
We've got next one, which seems like text, close-up text of like a museum or something, I think.
There was a little kind of exhibition placard for something. And I noticed that it was referring to someone who was related to the painter, and his name was James Gubbins. And I just think that's great.
Your phone's just a lovely little curiosity board of things you've seen.
Yeah, James Gubbins. I have a WhatsApp group with, you might want to have a look in there, actually.
Oh,
quite fun.
you know me so well. Please log me back in.
Okay, yeah. I'll find it for you as well, because actually I don't want you going through my WhatsApp.
Okay. You can share what you want then, fine. Coward. That's the word. Couldn't think of the word coward.
Coward.
Prude.
I have a WhatsApp group with some friends from school, and we, at various different points, I obviously work at a bookshop. My friend Duncan used to work at the petitions department of the government. One of my friends, Taylor, is a priest. Matthew is an engineer, but also comes into contact with lots of different people and clients all the time. And basically we have a WhatsApp group that is almost specifically... sort of organically. And also my friend Henry's in here as well, and he sings at a cathedral, which is the original cathedral, if you have an eye to see it. Then they often read out names of people who've died or that they're being prayed for. So basically we all come into contact with lots of names all the time. So we just put any of the fun ones in here. So you can have a little scroll through and you see, so sort of James Gubbins would be a good example of something that on the thing. I don't know, there might be too many personal messages on there as well.
Yeah, there is a little personal message I'm going to read out immediately.
Oh, no.
This is from Ben, and it's received one thumbs up.
Yeah.
I am brackets clang, opening for Simon Amstel in London Bridge, but we'll come find you afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Is that nice?
But notice how self-deprecating it is, even within the context of writing to my friends.
Yeah, you could have just been I'll be there later.
Yeah, I could have done, yeah.
I have a gig. I'll be there later.
Well, sometimes you want to just, like my business, I deserve this.
In affectionate memory of Reginald Crosswell Evil.
Yeah, now we're talking.
First vicar of this parish, 1903 to 1914, who died on the 11th of February, 1944, aged 72. Uncircumcised. Doesn't say that. You're the only person I know who I could scroll through your WhatsApp group and the word even song would be in it.
Yeah, well, that's...
that's great. Brigadier General Eero Rebo.
That's real Star Wars, isn't it? That's cracking. That's he's on the ship with the guy who looks like a fish going, hit an attack! whatever. That's Eero Rebo.
It's racist, but we don't know to who.
Yeah.
Okay, one more name and then we'll move on. Crash Wiggly.
Come on! That's a great one to go out on.
Well, it's time for a little cheat meal. We're going to go to an ad break. See you afterwards. Love you. Ha-ha, bye.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show that pokes a tiny metal stick into a guest and has a look at their SIM card. Ben, can I take a look at your SIM card?
That's very flirty, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. The way you said that was very... That was hot.
Did you like it?
You can look at my SIM card. I actually don't know even how you would get it out of there.
No, I don't know.
Please don't, just in case it deletes everything that I've ever. Do you ever worry about that as a comedian, that someone will do something? You'll drop your phone or whatever, or transferring your phone, and you'll lose your notes app. And I think if that happened, I would be in serious trouble.
Oh, really? Is that where everything is?
It's where a lot of stuff is. I mostly try and write stuff down, so it's mostly in my notebooks. So I'm also worried about losing them.
Two things to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my brain is split between these two.
I think we should have a look at your notes app.
We can. I think you have some. Did you?
Oh, yeah, we have some.
Yeah.
Threads.
A lot going on there.
That's a big note.
You can see that I only have 7% as well. So it's a time-sensitive
note.
Yeah.
Title threads, nothing else.
What's happened there is there was a while where I was trying to be more active online, and I was like, you know what? Twitter's dead now, and I used to tweet all the time. What has happened to all of my tweets? You know, where do I put all those little thoughts that I used to put on Twitter? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get threads. And I made a little threads note. And then I didn't think of anything. And I, after about 7 days, I got really bored of threads and I deleted it. And then that stays behind there, mocking me in my notes app. going, you couldn't think of anything. Yeah. All of that whimsy was dependent on the existence of Twitter to begin with. You could have taken all that time that you were posting shit on Twitter and you could have used that energy to write a sitcom script or something useful. But instead, you farted your life away on social media, just slowly funneling your brain into little 140-character nuggets of fucking useless dross. And now you're 33, and how will you ever buy a house? So that's what that brings up for me.
Good. It's a lovely note. Didn't expect so much to come out of it, to be honest.
Threads there is very specifically referring to what is left of my self-worth and mental sanity.
Nice to have some threads together there.
Yeah. Well, there's a list of zero there, so.
Yeah, it's the S on the end was optimistic, I suppose. Yeah. 23rd of November, 2020. Yeah. So what, we're 11 months into getting a smartphone, are we?
Yeah, very. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to open this crazy old Notes app.
Still on 7%. That's worrying.
Yeah.
I'm sort of realizing you probably screenshotted them at the same time, actually, is what.
That's what's happened.
That's what's happened there. It's less of a mystery now.
But also was doing it quite quickly before my phone died. So,
yeah.
You know. This is me and my friend Alex. And it's, you know, it's November 2020. We are, we're not eating out very much. Because you can't. Mm-hmm. We're out of
that. You're only just on the dating apps.
Yeah, I'm only just on. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's a horrible joke that I made there. I mean, you could horrible. Take it as just eating out, like going for dinner with someone, but that's not what I meant.
No, I know. From the man who brought us, let me poke your SIM card or whatever the hell it was.
I wanted to poke a metal stick into you to see your SIM card.
That's horrible. Imagine if people did do that, though, when you had sex with them.
So it is what they do, isn't it?
What, the back comes off and a little card comes out?
Oh, I'm getting hot. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know what goes on in the privacy of your home, but...
Privacy of my own home.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, Ben.
I've been... Headshot.
None of those bullets hit your head.
That's true.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh, went straight to the body. And then you said headshot. God damn it.
I'm sorry. I'm so inconsistent.
But
I'll never finish this improv course. So it's November 2020, and and Al and I are pacing Peckham, having had a few tinnies.
Yeah.
And we decided we're going to go to a chicken shop, and in the same, with that kind of like cumulative insanity that was slowly... accreting over 2020, we started singing a song. I often, because I was raised Catholic and sung at Westminster Cathedral.
And your name is Benedict Pope.
My name is Benedict Pope. And I have a lot of hymns, like, just deep in the, you know, in the Jason Bourne trigger. You start singing a bit of it, then I... Da, 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 da. Anyway, the point is, me and our... came up with full lyrics because we were going to a chicken shop to go and eat some chicken.
Yep.
And we just got, I got a kind of the vocal stim of this hymn. And so we came up with things. So we, the hand of God has guided me to the chicken shop. I want a bit of chicken with tasty spices on top. Yet I do not know which pieces to choose when ordering. But then his voice sounds loud and clear. One breast, one leg, no wings. One leg, no wings. There you go. There's your clip.
Is that what you wanted?
That what you wanted?
No, that's what you wanted.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you want that?
Yeah, you can put it out there.
Yeah. You tried to cross your legs there, didn't you?
I did,
work.
And I actually caught my own ball tag. I tried to do it to me until I'd be like, gotcha. And I absolutely snookered the ball. That was tough.
Oh. Man, have we got any more notes from Little Ben? No more notes from Little Ben.
Sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
Was that enough?
Well, that's the worst question I've ever been asked on this show, actually.
Was that enough?
Is that enough? Can I go?
Is that enough for you? Are you not entertained?
I am entertained. I'm having a really nice time.
I'm also having a nice time. Can we do some more?
You're on the internet, so you get adverts.
Yeah.
Adverts like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this came up recently. And I, you got to understand, look, okay, as with anyone, I'd say I'm sure most men, but also I know for a fact, majority of women as well, get Instagram and whatever else. You just get served loads of body stuff all the time, right? It's almost like bums and tums and tits and legs and arms and all of the other bits.
Yeah, mine's mostly hair.
You get hair?
Hairline stuff, yeah.
Hairline
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, okay, yeah. okay.
Yeah.
I was in like to stop it from...
Yeah, yeah, they're like, you need to sort this out. Wow. You know?
How do they know that? Is that just because, like, oh, you post photos of yourself, presumably online, and then they have some facial recognition thing that's like,
yeah,
egg? And then they just send you... Is that an egg?
Is this an egg slot?
That goose egg is doing a podcast.
Oh, no, it's a man! Oh, no! Oh,
quick, send him all the adverts, quick! The Belgravia Centre haven't made any money in a very long time.
That's not true.
They've had a boon.
I mean, I'm sure they have.
A Rooney boon.
Anyway, the point that we all get sent a lot of body stuff, but I would say for the... I try to train my algorithm towards mostly like book stuff, movie stuff, you know, a bit of art and painting and stuff and music and stuff. That I actively filter out any kind of athletics, workout, weights stuff. I just find it... I'm just so not interested...
Mm.
Yoga I'll occasionally have on there because I do yoga, and so I'm just like, that is fun. It's not, it's, yoga is beautiful to look at as well as to, you know. There is nothing I have ever chosen online that has made them try and send me this. I do not understand why it's so hypermasculine.
So for the losers who aren't looking at this and are just listening to it, it's workout challenge according to your age.
Mm.
There are five panels. It's a calisthenics workout. And there are five topless, absolutely jacked lads with skulls for heads.
It's horrific.
And it's a little workout routine that you can do if you're 18 to 24, 25 to 36, 36 to 47, 47 to 56, or 56 plus.
And it like breaks it down by like Monday, what you should be doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that's just been served to me on Instagram, I think, possibly. Might have been Facebook. And it's just like, what? That's no one's ideal body. And if it is, you got a problem. Like, there's no, it's so gross to look at. It's also just like the whole, I don't understand, I'm not here to body shame, but I just don't understand at what point does using your body as like a kind of like a canvas on which to work out all of your anxieties. I mean, I get I kind of do that by eating Greggs, but like, but do you know what I mean? Like, there's, it's so beyond wanting to look attractive. No, who wants that? Like, who is, I just don't understand. Maybe I have a narrow mind, but it's just, it's so, and obviously then the skull as well. It's like, what does that add to anything? Who is looking at that being like, yeah, I want to be so jacked that I have no skin on my face.
My face skin falls off.
Yeah, like there's no, or obviously you don't want that, but the skull is evoking something.
Yeah.
You want to be
dark.
Jacked to death. I just don't understand. I think if your desire is that, then... It goes beyond A, it goes like 3 days a week is not going to be enough for you, for starters.
Yeah, but also, if that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday has to be steroids.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Surely. What's going on? I don't get it.
And also, we can't get away from the fact that they have no skin or flesh on their faces.
It's just impossible to ignore that. Also, if you had such tight skin, the fact that it stopped at your neck, you'd have to have so many hairpins or whatever in to keep the skin there so that it was taut like a tent. Whereas inevitably what would actually happen is if your skin ended there, it would all be flaccid hanging around your muscles.
So we have a problem with the realism of this clearly AI generated post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it. I also just... I don't know. You know, there's that phrase, the Kate Moss thing of like...
About the cathedrals.
About the cathedrals.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing tastes as good as cathedrals feel.
Yeah.
Nothing feels as cathedral as skinny taste.
That is what it is.
Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. I just think nothing, like the person who's ideal, that person, have they never tried a Greg sausage roll? How could you not get the joy, the insane joy of that, presumably, of the like, I'm this, is the exact same as like, I just had a nice, delicious thing to eat. I think that's like, they're equally as like,
I disagree. I think the Greg sausage roll is way better.
I don't know. Is any of this going to be usable?
It is hurtful when you ask that.
No,
because
not
this,
from your part. I think I just talk so much guff. I'm always.
What do you think
worried.
This is?
I know it's all guff, but I'm just like, there's quality guff, and there's kind of an Ouroboros of eating your own tail guff. And that's what I always offer. And I'm
I mean, I don't know what an Ouroboros is.
Do you not?
No.
Ouroboros is like the famous symbol of like a serpent eating its own tail.
Oh.
It's like a mythical. I don't even know if it's specifically a mythical creature, but it's a mythical idea. The idea of like something that's just like constantly.
I think this has been a great episode. I've never had to reassure the guest on really good episode.
I think I was not. If I was with someone someone I didn't know, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I think if I was on like, I don't know, Russell Howard's thing, I would be like, this is going great and I'm being very good. But because it's you and I trust you, I need you to know that I'm very vulnerable and scared and I don't know if I'm good at this.
Okay, well, to honestly respond to that, every time I do an episode afterwards, I feel like I'm a complete fraud and I don't know what I'm doing and there's no point in it at all. But then I pretend that it's all like, that was a good episode, And then I walk home and like, what was that? And then sometimes the opposite happens. I think, that was a great episode. And then I listen back, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
What I find crazy is the like, it's scary. Like, I saw you posting on your thing the other day where, like, someone was, like, had commented on one of your things being like, if this is the promotional clip, then what's the podcast like?
If the promotional clip is this boring, then what's the show like?
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, who's taking time out of their day to comment shit like that?
Yeah.
What do they think they were?
Well, that was actually Russell Howard, to be fair. So that was tough to...
You know. I didn't mean to bring that up, actually. That's not helpful for the...
I just think that whenever you do any sort of creative expression, unless you're a psychopath who has a skull for a head, like, there's always some like, oh... And I also think the aftercare of this, when I don't know the person, I'm like, I hope they had a nice time. And I imagine you'd say if you did or didn't have a nice time, but then you might not, so...
No, that's true. It's good that we're doing the aftercare...
During.
I think that's good.
I often do the aftercare during. Yeah.
But
no, it's weird when you like. It's weird when like.
We're so old.
Huh? I'm not. Nah, man. People keep saying this to me that we're old. I'm like, nah. I still run up the stairs and play hide and seek. Well, I'm young.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've run up the stairs in a long time. Oh, actually, I did the other day. You know when? This is nice. You know when you're at a restaurant, you're having a really nice time.
Yeah.
And then you go to the toilet.
Yeah,
and then I was like a little bit drunk, and I was like, "My friends are upstairs," and I like ran back up the stairs.
Oh, that's so nice!
I was just like, "Yeah, I'm getting back in the conversation."
That's great.
Yeah,
and then they're like, "Shh, he's back." Shh.
Yeah, yeah, and they were just like, "I just don't. Why can't he just get a normal career?" And I was like,
"Oh, he's doing a really bad job at this chat." Shh, he's coming back. What are you saying about cathedrals, Ben?
Tell us about the cathedrals again, Ben.
No, I think people will want to listen to this because they like you, and this is your persona, you know? This is nice.
I think so.
And if they... I don't think anyone would want to listen to it for me. But
what are you talking about, man?
I think it's the guest that is the, like...
You have loads of fans.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just followers. It doesn't feel like it means anything.
No, but they come and see your shows, don't they?
Well, I do them sometimes, but sometimes...
Yeah, but it's hard to get people with bums on seats. What I mean is you have people who pay attention to your stuff and they love your stuff.
Yes.
And in the end, we live in this... Okay, I've been very negative about the media landscape.
Yes.
But the fact is people's lives are now lived half in the world and half on their screens. And so we're making art often, or we're making things that exist in both spaces, you know, and that's just the fabric of reality for people now. So if people are paying attention to you online, they are paying attention to you, or the version of you that you're putting out in the world on there. And sure, it's not qualitatively as enjoyable or as good as doing things in the real world. It never will be. It's not the same. We are meant to be in rooms with each other. But I do think that, like, whilst there is definitely a more fair weather quality to things, to like following online and stuff, it doesn't remove the engagement. You know, when people are genuinely, and you know, people, someone can like something and not care about it, but also people can not like stuff and you'll never know, but they'll have seen you loads and they'll be like, I like that guy and I love his stuff.
Mm.
And just because they haven't like commented on it being like, I think you genius, like there is also, it doesn't mean you're still putting stuff out and people are still reacting to it, having their, you know.
Mm.
I think.
Oh.
That's all I got to say.
Wow. Do you know, usually we keep people's phones. But I think that's so lovely.
I can have it back. Thanks, man.
First guest to get their phone back on the show.
Where do you normally, have you got like a drawer full of them or something?
I'm making a throne out of them.
You may.
Yeah.
Game of phones.
Yeah.
Throne of phones.
No, Game of Phones.
Game of Phones.
That's genuinely the title of my next show.
Is it?
Yeah, that's really? Mad who you said that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I mean, I did sort of set you up for it, I suppose. Sorry, Ben, that's all we have time for. Thanks so much for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
Has it?
No, since you asked the second time, no.
Okay.
Awful.
Make sure you follow Pope's Benedict on Instagram. It's nice like that. And check out the link in the description for tickets to his shows and Ben's book club. Also go see him on the 9th of April, or if that's already happened, watch The Cut. Probably on Netflix?
Improbably on Netflix.
Maybe on YouTube. Mm. And as always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Please also give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really does help. Please. See you next week for more Privacy Settings.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.